You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Following on from the great success of the RNIB's gold medal award-winning garden at the RHS Wentworth Woodhouse Flower Show 2025, the RNIB has been invited to create a garden for the RHS Sandringham Flower Show 2026, celebrating the 90th anniversary of RNIB Talking Books and the incredible impact that Gifts Left in Wills have on the RNIB's work too. Award-winning garden designer Paul Harvey Brooks again will be working on the RNIB's Talking Books Garden for the RHS Flower Show in Sandringham. And part of the garden will be, in many ways, showing the library of the imagination too. I'm delighted to say that Paul joins me now here in our London studio. Hello, Paul. It's great to have you back with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So, firstly, Paul, for someone who has won a few RHS Flower Show gold medals over the years, what does it mean to you when one of your gardens wins a gold medal, like the RNIB Legacy Garden at the RHS Wentworth Woodhouse Flower Show 2025?
Well, I think there are two things. There's the personal satisfaction that your peers and people who, some of them that you've looked up to a long time, who are at the pinnacle of their career, see your work at a high enough standard, because it's quite a large number of points to get to gold and not every garden can do that. So that's quite exciting. But I think more important is the fact that if you have a gold medal, you're more likely to get more coverage and more people are likely to come and look at it, which means that the messages, which are the most important element, can be talked about with more people than if you don't get a gold medal. So that bit's great because it means there's a lot more engagement. You know, people just want to come and see it.
And your design for the RNIB Legacy Garden at the RHS Wentworth Woodhouse Flower Show 2025 was very much about giving visitors, I suppose, a sort of idea into what it might like to have an eye condition, but also to show them how gardening can be made accessible for blind and partially sighted people and blind and partially sighted gardeners too. Paul, do tell me how you will be designing the RNIB's Talking Books Garden at the RHS Sandringham Flower Show 2026, and how you will be celebrating 90 years of RNIB's Talking Books, and I suppose in many ways bringing the Library of the Imagination to life for people too.
Yes, so it'll be very different to last year. So last year was very much a garden about experiencing sensory deprivation or making people with sight feel slightly uncomfortable in a world they weren't familiar with. So this garden is a very different challenge. The idea is that you will walk through a series of quite calming spaces and there will be these kind of sinuous bookcases, if you like, that run all the way through the garden with big ladders which are inspired by the kind of great libraries of the 20th century, with these enormous ladders just going up into the sky, just literally kind of saying that knowledge, if you learn, if you take on board, if you use your imagination, then the sky really is the limits to where you can go with it. And then people will be able to sit in different parts of the garden with these kind of audio ceramic gramophone speakers. And that was really important to me because the kind of first Talking Books were gramophone records after the Great War. And I just love the idea that we can kind of use that reference in a modern setting and remind people about the work of the Talking Book, because it's very different to the modern idea of a kind of audio novel, because the library for the RNIB is so extensive and deals with so many different kinds of categories.
And I think there's also some more modern day hidden speakers in the garden too, I suppose bridging that gap from the history of RNIB Talking Books over the last 90 years.
Yes, exactly. We kind of want people to be able to experience it, understand the history of the Talking Book, and also leave thinking about what an impact that has on people's life and how they can make sure that it continues.
And Paul, have you decided on some of the types of plants that will feature in the garden as yet? And I suppose as well as people being able to hear, I suppose people will be able to smell, and for those who have some sight, be able to see the planting as well. So making a connection between it all.
Yeah, so we'll be using the same principle of kind of grouping plants in a more blocked way than we might in other situations, so that it's easier to see the contrast between colour and form. But, I mean, there's always plants I'd love to use, but the weather is the thing which determines it. The only good thing about July is we have a much steadier kind of selection that we think won't fail, because for people doing shows earlier in the year like Chelsea, it could be a tulip or it could be, an annual that's already come into flower. So it's slightly easier for us.
And I believe that visitors to the RNIB's Talking Books Garden at the RHS Sandringham Flower Show 2026, like last year, will be able to pick up packets of the seeds of some of the plants that feature in the garden. Paul, what advice would you have for people who might pick up those packets of seeds and want to plant them? Is it best to sort of, I suppose, plant them in a pot and then bring them indoors to a window ledge, or can you scatter those seeds in your garden if you have one?
Well, in July, you can definitely scatter them direct outside. So just make sure the ground is slightly roughed up and broadcast them really easily. If you don't have, you know, kind of borders in the ground and you are dealing with a container garden, then you would just plant them in a pot. And they will germinate very quickly and very easily. And I guess my other thing is, the worst thing that can happen, I'm very stoic about gardening, the worst thing that can happen is it goes wrong. But, you know, you're still going to enjoy the process. You're still going to learn something from it, and there will still be a plant at the end of it. It just might not be where you thought it was in the first place.
But always nice to have new plants around the house or in your garden as well. And that's, you know, the smells and everything else, it just brightens up your day, I think.
Definitely. I don't think I'd like to be in a world without plants, so they definitely make an impact on me.
And if people are able to make it to the RHS Sandringham Flower Show and spend time exploring the RNIB's Talking Books Garden, what would you like people to, I suppose, experience and maybe focus on while they are in the garden and take away from visiting the garden as well too?
Well, I think we all lead quite busy lives and we all have an idea of what we'd like to achieve and the things that are important to us, and then kind of life or the moment gets in the way, and before you know where you are, you're nowhere near what you thought you were aiming for, and it's difficult sometimes to kind of step back into it. Whereas the beauty of a garden is it disconnects you from all of those things and it allows you to be very present in what it is you thought you were going to do, and it also gives you space to think about things and it gives you space to kind of take a breath and feel like you're in control. So for me, when people come into a garden, what I want them to be able to do is kind of just feel quite settled and like life isn't overwhelming, because sometimes it can feel really overwhelming.
And obviously this garden is all about the RNIB's Talking Books. Do you listen to audiobooks at all, and are you listening to one at the moment?
I don't over listen to Talking Books, and the reason is I love reading, but if I read a book in a traditional sense, I read two pages and then it always, like, I drop it because I fall asleep or it lands on my head, and then I thought, well, I'll try the audiobook, this will work really well, but it just sends me to sleep. I can listen for about 10 minutes and then before I know where I am, I'm dead to the world.
I think it's always that thing when you're listening to something, whilst you're sort of going off to sleep, you have to go back and try and work out where you left off, I think.
Exactly. It's a brilliant idea. And sometimes I think, oh, maybe I'll listen to the book when I'm driving. But then the combination of the driving, the book and the going to sleep would be a catastrophe.
Well, if you are able to make it to the RHS Sandringham Flower Show 2026, featuring the RNIB's Talking Books Garden, designed by Paul and supported by players of the Postcode Lottery, the show is on from the 22nd to the 26th of July. And to find out more and book your tickets, do go to rhs.org.uk. Well, thank you so much again, Paul, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and designing the RNIB's Talking Books Garden at the RHS Sandringham Flower Show 2026.
Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.